In recent months, the Syrian conflict and other unrest have caused an unprecedented influx of migrants to Europe. Dr. Joanne Liu says Doctors Without Borders, or MSF by its French name, Médecins Sans Frontières, has been actively providing aid to migrants and refugees, both in their home countries and in Europe.
We are working actually in all the neighboring countries of Syria. So we work in refugee camps in Lebanon and in Jordan since the beginning of the conflict. But as well, we've been working in Greece, where people are landing from the Aegean Sea. We've been doing as well some rescue activities in the sea, and we have accompanied as well the migrant refugees flow across Europe.
Recent airstrikes in war-torn areas have brought significant risks for MS-run hospitals. Within the last week, two of its clinics were bombed in Syria and in Yemen. In October, a U.S. airstrike hit an MSF hospital in Kunduz, Afghanistan, and killed 30 people. The U.S. military has said the attack was partially due to human errors. Liu says the U.S. investigation does not provide comfort or assurance to MSF about its future safety in war zones, adding that MSF needs further information to better protect its staff.
We would like to make sure that we went to the bottom of that story. And after that, what we would like is to have an open and honest discussion with the U.S. and other nations who are today at war and discuss and agree on what are, I would say, the rules of the game in a war zone. We are taking for granted that the rule of the game are the application of the Geneva Convention.
The treaties of the Geneva Conventions were established in 1949 regarding wartime humanitarian issues. She says the U.S. investigation of the bombing showed some of the U.S. rules of engagement differed from those of the Geneva Conventions treaties. Since last year, MSF has been highly recognized internationally for its contribution to the recent global fight against the Ebola crisis. While talking about that particular episode, Dr. Liu praised China for its active participation in defeating Ebola.
MSF has been ringing the alarm in the early quarters of 2014, and it was very difficult to get traction from the international community. And we came and discussed on different occasions with the Chinese authority, and China has responded to the call in terms of providing equipment, in terms of providing as well a laboratory, but as well in caring for patients through the building of an Ebola treatment center.
Commenting on the recent Nobel Prize for Medicine given to Chinese scientist Zhu Youyou, Dr. Liu said Zhu's malaria research has a significant impact on treatment methods.
Oh, her work is a game changer in terms of treatment for malaria. Actually, MSF as an international organization has been pushing for the change of protocols for treatment for malaria. We are very, very supportive. And particularly on a personal level, I'm quite happy that the work of Zhu Youyou has been recognized finally after all those years.
Dr. Liu arrived in Beijing on Sunday for a 6-day and her first official visit to China. For CRI, I'm Victor Ning.